Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesian.
Saudara pendengar, kota Sydney menempatkan pembatas untuk menghalangi kendaraan memasuki Martin Place, yang merupakan daerah pusat perjalan kaki ke pertokoan dan mall, serta merupakan lokasi bagi mobil van yang menyediakan makanan bagi para tunawisma. Aktivis pembela para tunawisma menyatakan kemarahannya karena hal tersebut menghentikan pelayanan pemberian makanan gratis bagi para warga Australia yang paling rentan tersebut. Berikut ini laporan selengkapnya yang disusun oleh Esam Al-Ghalib bagi SBS News. Bagi beberapa tunawisma di kota Sydney, para aktivis serta penyedia makanan gratis, mereka merasa kecewa akibat penempatan pembatas kendaraan masuk ke lokasi Martin Place. Di dalam sebuah email yang dikirimkan minggu lalu dan diverifikasi oleh SBS News, Council Kota Sydney mendorong para penyedia makanan gratis untuk keluar dari Martin Place dan pindah ke daerah perumahan sosial, di mana dikatakan terdapat kebutuhan yang lebih besar. Email tersebut menyatakan, berdasarkan penelitian pada tahun 2019, kebutuhan akan makanan gratis sangatlah dibutuhkan di daerah perumahan sosial. Sementara tunawisma di pusat kota Sydney hanya tercatat 2 orang saja sejak bulan Februari 2019.
Research conducted in 2019 demonstrates that there's a greater need for services in social housing precincts than on Martin Place, where only 2 people have been counted sleeping rough in the city of Sydney streets since February 2019.
Ricky Herrera, pendiri Swag Family Sydney, sebuah organisasi yang menyediakan makanan gratis, pelayanan, dan dukungan bagi para tunawisma di daerah pusat bisnis selama 20 tahun. Ia menyatakan dalam 4 bulan terakhir, ia telah melayani 30,000 makanan di daerah CBD ini.
The council say there's only 2 rough sleepers in this area, in Martin Place. If you look around, you come around with me one night, and you'll see that we gave over 400 sleeping bags to people that were sleeping on the streets. We've given over 30,000 meals in the 4-month period that every single service closed down. These people had nowhere to get food.
Lebih lanjut, menurut Herrera, Council Kota Sydney berusaha mendorong para tunawisma keluar dari CBD.
Okay, for the last probably 7 years, Martin Place has been a centre for food sourced to the city's homeless. So it's been a centre location for people that didn't know where to get food, couldn't find access to sleeping bags, so on. They'd meet at Martin Place. By having the bollards there, what they're doing is trying to slowly drive out the homeless, say, shut the services, and hopefully everyone will go away, everyone will move.
The City of Sydney Safe City Manager Trina Jones mengatakan, bollards pembatas yang dipasang di Martin Place berdasarkan petunjuk anti-terorisme. Ia menambahkan, Council telah bekerja sama dengan komunitas tunawisma Sydney.
We know that people in Sydney are experiencing homelessness, and that's why we're working with the state government and our partners to ensure that everyone who's experiencing homelessness can get the support they need. We've got people on the street 7 days a week engaging with people sleeping rough and linking them to support services. But we know that we can't solve homelessness without housing, and that's why we urgently need more social and affordable housing so that those who need access to support can get it.
Meskipun demikian, masih banyak yang merasa skeptis mengenai motif penutupan tersebut. Shane Howing, seorang market analyst yang juga bekerja sebagai sukarelawan pemasak bagi para tunawisma pada malam hari, mengatakan ia percaya bollard tersebut menunjukkan ketidakpedulian dari council.
I think it's a lack of empathy. You know, you need to understand that when we have these problems, we can't just move them or move people to like another location, which is more convenient. We need to actually address the issues in play. And if you're putting in place these bollards or these, you know, things to move people around, it puts in literally those physical barriers to people getting the help that they need. And it's a rather dehumanizing thing.
Mori, seorang tunawisma yang berusia 70 tahunan yang telah hidup di jalanan di daerah CBD sejak tahun 1989, mengatakan ia merasa bollard tersebut merupakan tindakan anti tunawisma.
Well, it's going to stop people grouping at Martin Place for their necessities, which is food. Simply that. And a lot of people around the city metro area rely on Martin Place. There are other places to go, but a lot of them rely on Martin Place because it is really central to everything and has been for some years.
Hal tersebut mengakibatkan dilema bagi para penyedia makanan gratis yang terpaksa harus memarkir van-nya lebih jauh atau parkir secara ilegal untuk dapat terus menyediakan makanan gratis tersebut di CBD Sydney. Sarah Garnett, pendiri The Footpath Library, sebuah organisasi nirlaba yang menyediakan buku gratis dan minuman panas bagi para tunawisma di Sydney, menyatakan kekecewaannya setelah menerima email dari Council Kota Sydney dan merasa penempatan bollard tersebut merupakan sebuah serangan terhadap komunitas tunawisma dan budaya mereka.
We've been suggested to us that we move down to Queen Square because we're not allowed to park on the pavement here anymore. But for the moment, we're going to continue to do that. What the council doesn't recognise is that this is actually a place of cultural significance for the people experiencing homelessness that come here. It is a gathering place. It's not just about how many people sleep homeless here. It's about them coming here. Any sugar for you, sir? Coming here because they can gather here. Whether or not you're sleeping in public housing or whether you're sleeping rough, this is a place where you can come and you can actually get a cup of tea, coffee, a book, a scarf, a pair of spectacles, some clothes, and you can have a conversation and feel socially included, which is really important. And by removing our community somewhere else, you're fracturing that way of communicating.
Dr. Peter Rogers, seorang dosen senior dan profesor sosiologi dari Universitas Macquarie di Sydney, mengatakan ia pun percaya penempatan bollards merupakan alasan untuk menentang komunitas tunawisma.
Hostile vehicle mitigation is a standard tactic used in hardening high-profile targets. However, New South Wales police were very clear there's no credible threat to Martin Place at this time. So it's not really clear why these measures are being required at this time. A cynic might say that this represents the next stage of a continuous assault on the homeless in the CBD of Sydney, they who have long suffered at the hands of the current government. The ruse of citing public safety and anti-terrorism as justification for installing blockades builds on the travesty of the Sydney Public Reserves and Public Safety Bill of 2017, a law that explicitly denies the rights of homeless people to free and peaceful assembly and association in certain specific locations, such as Martin Place in the city centre. The use of anti-terrorism architecture is another tactic of the same stripe, now targeting those that attempt to provide services to the homeless in the CBD. And one has to wonder what it says about the heart of our city that the vulnerable people who use it are being treated this way.
Demikian tadi laporan yang disusun oleh Esam Al-Ghalib bagi SBS News.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.